Reigning in light, freedom. Freedom, an endless and boundless pursuit of all things and from all things. Freedom, perhaps the greatest component of peace. Freedom to love, freedom to choose, freedom to live, freedom just to be. In some parts of our world, freedom is closer to actualization and achievability. While in other parts, freedom is only a dream. Imagine being able to only dream about acting, speaking and thinking without restraints and constraints. Not being able to do these things is like being placed in bondage. Rather than being a simple birthright for everyone, freedom has become complex. Our world is said to be something about 4.5 billion years old, while human civilization is about 6,000 years old, depending on the civilization that we're looking at. Since the beginning of human civilization, freedom has been a big topic, and with people trying to give and take it. As time has passed, we've witnessed the history of freedom through the accounts of others, and via our own eyes and our own ears. Some of the earliest stories regarding freedom detail accounts of slavery, and for hundreds of years. This was the taking of people from their homeland and onto a foreign land as property and against their will. They were held and made to work tirelessly and through brutality, and for the desires and successes and gains of others, all of which they could not share in. Many of these people would die as slaves, so would their next generation. Their next generation would also inherit all of the same ills. All will not come to know physical freedom. From this, people are still seeking freedom from the generational traumas of slavery. Other stories of losses of freedom in our world history include genocides of complete and entire nations of people. Freedom has been taken from entire countries and by the use of cruel and unusual force. Innocent people have had their freedom taken away and by being placed behind bars and other secured efforts for predetermined and undetermined periods of time. And sadly, some of these individuals fought for the freedom of their people. Great and peaceful leaders have been persecuted, and some even assassinated due to their fights and dreams for and of freedom for others. Thank you to these larger-than-life individuals who've left footprints on our path and to our own freedom. We have big shoes to fill. Let's start by breathing. Breathe in freedom. And then breathe it out. Freedom from pain, of the heart, and of the mind. Freedom from anguish. Freedom from unhealthy distractions. Freedom from uneasiness and from oppression. The goal of freedom may look different for each person. Deep breaths in and slow breaths out. The idea of freedom for some may be moving away or getting away from someone or something or someone's. The idea for others may be reaching an educational or career milestone. The idea for others may be sharing exactly how they feel with someone. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Whatever the idea of freedom is, let it all be in the name of peace. And inspiring peace for our world. There are so many ideas of freedom, and maybe we can place in order which we'd like to achieve first. Physical freedom is the space we desire from things and from others, and so that we can breathe without feeling as though we are drowning or suffocating, or being overshadowed, or even overtalked. When we gain physical freedom, we can fulfill any task that we like, including hobbies and travel. Physical freedom is our ability to get up and go, and whenever we want to. Here we are free to use our own free will and our own willpower. Mental freedom is being exactly who we want to be, and without a care for who others want us to be. Mental freedom is us thinking as we wish, believing as we want, and without interference from others in our mental cavities. Mental freedom is a peace of mind. While there is beauty in all freedoms, the charm of mental freedom is our ability to give it to ourselves. And by practicing mindfulness, to develop a healthy mindset, which allows us to escape even walls of confinement, even if physically confined. Mental freedom is when we break free from all that holds us back, like fear, anxiety, doubt, guilt, and anger. All of these, and perhaps more, must be challenged by us treating ourselves as a garden and of the most pleasing flowers and plants. This is careful care and planting inside of ourselves only what we wish to sow. We can plant self-awareness, emotional stability, resiliency, courage, determination, patience, and grace. This is just to name a few. We must, of course, water these things. That is, practice them daily, and so that we will grow into all of them, or so that they will grow into us. Mental freedom is so broad, and if we practice just right, we will develop the ability to be physically present within, and even in the worst of places externally. This is being mentally sound within ourselves. Here we can cultivate an amazing love for ourselves and others. Mental freedom comes after we decide to not fall into the pits and traps of not letting go, of not forgiving, of not accepting, and of not trusting. We instead focus on exploring the internal and external parts of ourselves. Mental freedom sees solutions rather than problems and is prepared to jump when faced with hurdles. Being mentally free is remembering to maintain an open mind and to exercise control over our own mental processes. This is moving into them, through them, and out of them as needed. Being mentally free means that we are accepting of the responsibility for our actions that follow our thoughts. Freedom is saying we couldn't before and doing what we didn't think was possible. It's facing what's been hard to face. Some have said there's a cost associated with freedom and a price to live it. We pay costs for living in a monetary form, a physical form, a mental form, and a spiritual form. We pay to reside in our dwellings, and we pay in some form, even when without shelter. We pay in the physical form with achy muscles and bones after a long day's work. We pay with trying to develop, create, and utilize the best of ourselves. We pay spiritually when carrying heavy loads of life stressors and traumas. In a high-priced world and never-ending rising costs, people desire financial freedom, and sometimes more than any other freedom, and with grand hopes that this will help to provide all other freedoms. Finances, and no matter the amount that we actually hold, are stressors, and even if we just want to maintain the amount we have. A reduction of any stressor, allows us to get closer, or at least feel closer, to a sense of freedom. Freedom may appear lost when we're working to pay off any form of debt. Any thought of freedom requires being rooted in hope, and more than just waiting, wishing, and longing for freedom, but building our own foundation for it. Building our foundation for our own freedom is like building our own dream home and with our own hands. This is moving into a lasting and true freedom. Spiritual freedom is one that can't be taken away, even if attempts have been made. We are the holders of our spiritual freedom, and unless we give it away, it is ours to keep. And as long as we don't give up on ourselves, spiritual freedom is true inner peace. It is a deep connection with our alignment within the universe. Spiritual freedom is a transcendence. And even when our feet are planted firmly on the ground, spiritual freedom is letting go of the expectations and demands that we believe others have of us. And while still aiming high and to be the best that we can be for ourselves. To get here, we'll have to work through the pains, disagreements, and conflicts with our past, our present, and maybe even our future. Spiritual freedom begins when we accept our existence and begin to allow ourselves to move closer to our own purpose. Realizing that even with all that we've been through, we can have moments of peace for our mind, our body, and our spirit. Our spirit being seen and felt. Spiritual freedom is deciding to feel all of the emotions that we will experience, and without attaching ourselves to them, especially the negative ones, like anger, sadness, and anxiety, all attempting to drive us into the great unknown. Spiritual freedom is detachment from the material world. This means taking only what we need and quite possibly living within our means. At the essence or the core, freedom is being debt-free. And this is bigger than monetary loans and bills. It is securing our soul, our spirit, in such a way that it is sound enough to acknowledge the at least of life. That is, well, this happened or this is going on. At least I still have me. At least I am here and able to breathe and with hope for a better day for myself and for the world. Spiritual freedom will present a calmness and a stillness when we accept it. Spiritual freedom is a focus and a commitment to gratitude, to mindfulness, to prayer, to connection with ourselves and our higher power and our beliefs and nature. It is a commitment and a focus on our values, on our morals, our goals, self-improvement, compassion, and sincere engagement with those around us. Some people believe that freedom must be earned. Others believe that it is not attainable. Well, whatever our belief is, we must fight for any freedom. And this doesn't mean in a confrontational, physical manner. Some fights are using our endurance and stamina physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to conquer what's necessary for our spirit. We must continue to walk towards freedom. And if we can't walk, we must crawl. We'll eventually be able to soar because of this. As we walk towards it, let's walk away from all that does not, that never did, and that no longer serves us. Let's step into our own divine light, and this is whatever we need it to be, and for us to be whatever we need to be our healthiest. Break free from chains, shackles, from all that hurts us, from lies, from despair, from the emptiness of promises broken. It's time for me, you, them, us. Let's march together towards freedom. Let's march, raining and light.